Welcome to WP Coffee Talk with your podcast barista, Michelle Frechette, where we interview people in the WordPress community from all over the world. Every guest is asked the same questions, and every guest has wonderful and varied answers about their history and their hopes. Special thanks to our espresso-level sponsors, Bluehost, WS Form, and Beaver Builder. And now, on with the show. Welcome to WP Coffee Talk. I'm your podcast barista, Michelle Frechette, serving up the WordPress stories from around the world. And today my guest is all the way over in the UK, welcoming Nathan Wrigley, who is the captain, cook, and bottle washer of WP Builds.
He's the entirety of it.
And the creative behind WP Tavern Jukebox as well. And I'm sure there's other things that you do, and we're going to dive into all of those things. But welcome, Nathan. It's good to have you here.
Oh, lovely. Thank you. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. Love being on your show.
I've been on yours often enough. I don't know why I hadn't thought to ask you to be on mine before now.
Oh, it's very kind. Thank you.
I'm glad to have you here. So tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Okay, my name is Nathan Wrigley. As you just said, I run a podcast for myself, if you know what I mean. So that is to say that it's a podcast that I set up with a friend of mine called David Wormsley. It's called WP Builds. You can Google it. And we feature interviews with people in the WordPress space. We also have live shows, which you are a very, very frequent guest on. But I also do another podcast for the WP Tavern, which is called Jukebox, and that is not mine. I do that for other people, let's just put it that way. And so that's basically it. I used to make WordPress websites, but pivoted over to making content, and that's what I do now, basically.
So point of correction, I am a frequent co-host, not a frequent
What
guest.
Did I say?
Guest.
Did I say guest? Oh, that's so ridiculous. Because
I did so much
this
work
conversation
for you behind the
yeah,
scenes.
I know. And every time I fall into this pitfall. So just for context, Michelle is a co-host on the This Week in WordPress show, and I always slip into the word guest, and it's wrong. She's not, because you do a lot of work and you help me out a lot. So apologies. I am sorry.
No problem. It's just made me laugh right off. I'm like, we just had this conversation yesterday, Nathan.
Yeah, we did have this conversation yesterday, and I feel thoroughly, thoroughly ridiculous for stepping into that.
That's okay. Okay. It's just funny. So I know you showed me your mug, but show everybody your mug and tell us about any story behind it.
Okay, so this is the mug, but basically this could be any mug. I don't really have a story, but I am a huge drinker of coffee. In fact, much more so than is probably healthy for me. I was thinking just the other day, I need to cut it down. I'm probably on, maybe it's not that much, I don't know, but I'm on about 6 of these a day. So it's probably about 3 pints of coffee. What I'm trying to pivot to, and I'm getting better at it, is not a mug, but a glass full of just water. And I'm trying to be a good person in the new year of 2024. And I'm trying to drink just water, but I do have an Ember mug, which is one of those fancy schmancy
keep it warm
Internet
mugs.
Of Things mug. But I don't advise having it. Just stick with your ordinary mug; it's much better.
Well, I will show you my mug today. Is the free mom? I was turning the wrong way. Free Mom Hugs.
Nice.
From freemomhugs.org, and it is an organization. For allyship for people in the LGBTQ+ community. And so
I have too many mugs, Michelle. Literally, I have about, honestly, maybe 40 or 50 mugs. And I probably only use about 5 of them because they're my favorites. I need to do a purge. But
I had over 150 of them.
Oh, okay. I'm a novice. What the heck?
Well, if your podcast was called Coffee Talk, people would probably send you more mugs too. But I did just do a little bit of a purge through and gave some away to an organization for people who are moving into the United States. And so I just need things. And so all of the ones that were not near and dear to my heart.
Right. It's funny how you do that, though, isn't it? You get, like, in the same way that you get a favorite I don't know, favorite, we call them jumpers. I think you call them jerseys, or a favorite sweaters, t-shirt, or yeah, favorite pair of shoes or something. You do, yeah, don't you? You tend to migrate to, that's my favorite mug. There's just something about the shape of it and the feel of it. Yeah, yeah, I'm with you.
My favorites are usually that they hold more coffee because
simple criteria.
Almost never have more than one cup in a day, but it needs to be a big cup first thing in the morning.
Oh, okay. So in that sense, you're a professional in the amount of cups you've got or mugs you've got. I'm a pro in the amount that I consume.
And I thought you were going to say tea because I thought that's what all British people did was the
tea. You know
tea
what?
Drinking.
It's funny that because I actually genuinely don't know anybody else that drinks tea. I think that pivot happened during my lifetime. I think more or less everybody's gone over to coffee. I'll be so hammered on social for this. Because I bet everybody does actually drink tea. It's just nobody that I know. So that whole pinky finger thing, nah, nobody's doing
I'm putting that out on social as soon as we get done recording this. Anyway, how did you get started with WordPress?
Okay, so I, like a lot of people, I think I began a long time ago with web, really when it was new. And I just saw that there was this opportunity to forge a new career. And I really was directionless. I didn't know what I wanted to do with my life. And all of a sudden, computers were getting to in everybody's living room and the internet came along. And so I started playing with building things with HTML and CSS. And then, the typical story, then a friend said, will you do something for me? And I said, okay. Then another friend, and then they told their friends, and so it went. And then I experimented with later other CMSs like Drupal and Magento and Joomla and all of those. And then finally, in about 2014 or 15, finally decided that WordPress was the thing. And I tried it out. Loved it immediately. There were a few things that I didn't like as much as the other CMSs, but on balance, it was significantly more in tune with what I was doing. And I haven't used anything else since. Literally, that's all I've used to build websites. And really happy to have found the community. That was another peculiar thing. I genuinely didn't see that coming. I just saw it was a piece of software. And then, I don't know, maybe a year after I started using it, got in a Facebook group or something like that, and discovered that there were people, human beings behind it, and many of them, much like you, have become friends. And it's really quite unusual. I didn't see that at all. And I've got no intention of moving away. I know that a lot of people are sort of, caught up with SaaS apps and other platforms and things like that. But really, I think WordPress will be my bread and butter till I finally hang up my computer.
I'm trying to picture that now. So
yeah, it's a bit awkward, isn't it?
It is. Like, what is that? Yeah. I would look different for a laptop.
I'll just switch it off. I'll just turn it off and throw it away.
Oh my goodness. When you think of websites, whether you've made them or other people have made them, what do you think is something that we as designers, developers, web builders don't focus enough attention on that would make our sites better for our end users?
I was thinking about this when I initially read your series of questions, and I came up with this answer, which I'm not entirely satisfied with, because I think I could have gone in lots of different directions. But on balance, this is what I think. And that is that I think when the internet started, there was this promise that it was going to replace magazines. So, you'd go to the store and you'd buy a magazine and you'd open it up and you'd be diving into it, and it would just, in many cases, a lot of work was done on the design and it looked beautiful. And we tried to mimic that with online and then discovered that really the two didn't work. Suddenly people were starting to use different size devices and you had to reduce the width for certain screen sizes and, responsive and all that. But I would like to see really interesting designs come back around again. So that we went back to what we used to do in print. And I think advent of things like Grid, which is a sort of layout technology, will make that much more possible. And hopefully those kind of things. Again, I'm not entirely, there's lots of different things that I could have said around that, but I would like there to be more innovation in the way that things look, because I feel that things like page builders have bound us into these like horizontal rows, one row, another row, another row, and it's getting a bit samey. I mean, they're great tools, don't get me wrong. I really enjoy using them, but it'd be nice to see some of those innovative designs. And actually, oddly, the WordPress showcase, which is you Google it, WordPress showcase, Google it and go. They've just had a revamp of it. and they're displaying WordPress websites, which are innovative in many different ways. And one of the criteria for getting on that website is that you've got an innovative, you're doing something innovative with design. So that's well worth looking at, because some of those are just great. Yeah. You look at them and I think, oh, I wish I'd done that. But as I've said many times, I have the design skills of a potato. So this is work for somebody else, not for me.
Exactly. I agree, though. I think that we can do amazing things. And we've gone, when I think of like the first sites I built in, you know, 2010, 2011, that kind of thing, or even earlier before I even knew about WordPress and I was using HTML and things like that, we tried to cram so much onto the page. It was like, you know, like when you open a page in a magazine and it's just like, there's so much text and there's so much pictures and that kind of thing. And then we've gone through this like minimalist phase of the internet where it's like white space, we need more white space. And there's probably somewhere in between that, right? That is like the perfect aesthetic for whatever your site is.
Yeah, I guess the nice thing about the print layout is that the editor and the designer, they knew what everybody would be looking at, and you know, so they could get it exactly right. And accessibility aside, you know, because obviously you couldn't zoom in on the print or anything like that, so there's all of those concerns. But you could get the design pixel perfect, and we really haven't had that. We've had, you know, collapsing by viewports and media queries and all that kind of thing. And now we're into the moving into the era of grid. I think people will be able to be much more flexible. So, you know, if it's really wide, oh, let's go crazy and make it look like this. And then if it's, normal width, but most people are looking at, okay, we'll make it look like that. And then if it's on a mobile, we'll do something entirely different. And it'll be much more fluid and, responsive is not really the word anymore. It's more intrinsic design. But I think that's going to be interesting, and I'm looking forward to the web being more exciting to look at.
I remember when responsive first became a thing, because nobody had smartphones up to that point, right? So it didn't matter. It really didn't matter. If it was a laptop or a bigger screen, it pretty much operated the same way at that time. And Jetpack came out with a toggle where you could just go in and toggle and it would be a responsive, it didn't look anything like your website, but it presented in a responsive way. And all of my clients at the time that didn't want to pay for upgrades got that toggle turned on. And then they were like, why does my website look so terrible? You don't want to pay for an upgrade.
I remember that. I remember building a website in a platform called Magento, which was an e-commerce platform, and that you literally had within the stack of files, you had the directory structure. You had this stack for the normal presentation. Then you had all these other templates for what they called iPhone. It was just iPhone at the time, and everything went in there. And it was just minimal design, maybe some nod to the color of the website or something, but basically the text would be presented and that was it. But do you remember Steve Jobs when he stood up and he introduced the iPhone and there was that whole pinch to zoom thing, and he demonstrated that, I don't remember which website he was looking at, but he demonstrated a newspaper or something, and the whole newspaper was on the tiny screen, and then he zoomed in and he pinched in and everybody was, you can actually view a website on a phone for the first time. And of course, that's such a poor experience, but that's all we had. And it was good enough in the time. And obviously, you know, everything that we're doing now will be superseded and outdated. But for now, I'm looking forward to grid.
I will tell you that, and I am not proud of this, it was as recent as last weekend that I tried to pinch open print media.
Yeah, I've done that. Yeah.
It's like, I need to see this bigger. Oh, shoot, it's paper. I cannot.
I know. And that just tells you how far you've come, right? You are really, really everything. Is on a device now. I no longer buy a newspaper. I used to be an absolute daily newspaper purchaser. I have a similar sort of subscription thing, but it's online. I consume absolutely everything. Even the book has been replaced. I mean, I've got a few books above my head, but I don't buy books anymore unless there's a compelling reason why I want it on my lap or on my desk. It's all on a e-reader of some kind.
I buy the book if I'm getting it autographed by the author, because I really don't want them signing my phone.
Right. That's kind of weird.
Oh my goodness. What is something you wish you had known earlier in your WordPress journey that would have made life a lot easier?
Well, I think the answer to this is not, and I've alluded to it already, it's not really easier, it's just better. And that would have been the community. I wish I'd discovered that. And actually, funnily enough, looking back, I discover that there are similar communities surrounding the other CMSs that I was using at the time. So there's a Joomla community and there's a Drupal community. And I imagine they've all got their strengths, weaknesses, characters, interesting events that they throw on and all of that. But I wish I'd discovered that sooner, because it really has brought some thing into my life. I can't quite parcel it up for you, but there's something that I can't quite capture, something really magical. I know we drone on about the WordPress community all the time, but I am convinced there is something a bit weirdly good about it. And I can't encapsulate it. I can't quite tell you why that is, but there is something profoundly nice about, I'm going to say everybody, like clearly that can't quite be the case, but everybody in the community. There's just something interesting about people who want to dedicate their time to a project where they might not necessarily see a return on that investment, but they realize that playing it forwards is a good thing for humanity. Mm-hmm. And it's nice to be able to build tools that our children will be able to use and that people can use to spread their messages and have their voice online. And I don't know what that thing is that's different about that intuition, but the people who have that intuition seem to be people that I get along with. That was a very verbose and wordy way of saying I like the community. I'm sorry.
You love the community.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Oh.
I love it. I know that you haven't been to as many WordCamps as me, and that's not a slam. It's just that I can see the badges hanging behind your head.
There's not so many. No, there's a few there, but not as many. Yours would be like a wall, right?
I'll send you a picture later. I think I counted the other day, I've been to about 60 WordCamps.
Oh yeah, that's a lot more than me. Yeah, this is not the full Monty. I think I've probably been to about 10 or 12, something like that.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So when you think back over those experiences, whether they were, and even online experiences that we've had, you know, through the lockdown and things like that, is there a pivotal moment or maybe a talk that you heard, something that really made a difference for you through one of those events or experiences that you can tell us about?
Yeah, and sorry to sound like a broken record, but I'm basically going to say the same thing. And it was arriving at the first WordCamp. I won't give you the exact story, but basically I thought to myself, well, let's give this thing a go. And I really had massive expectations that I'd get there to discover a room full of nerds that I wouldn't get along with. And that was fully what I thought. I thought, throw a coin in the air, 50% of the time it's going to come down. Room full of nerds, back away and go home. Or maybe on the other hand, there'll be something for me and I'll get into it. Anyway, within minutes, I was like, whoa, chatter, having a good old gossip with people and met people immediately. And so it isn't one experience. It was that first WordCamp where I thought, boy, what have I been missing here all this time? And that just goes into everything that I do now. If you think about it, my whole thing, my job, if you like, is being a community member. I don't mean that to sound as grandiose as maybe it does, but you know what I mean. I connect people and push their stories out there. And
that's my job too. So I'm okay about that.
Yeah. But it was that. So it wasn't a particular moment in time. It was just that first WordCamp that I attended and discovered that there was like-minded people that I enjoyed spending time with.
I 100% understand that. I went to my first WordCamp and then I was like, when's the next one? Where can I go? Like, I'm like looking for the, and I was like, okay, there's another one in 2 months. I am there, you know? And then the next year was WordCamp US, the very first one. And what do they say? The rest is history. So
yeah. And there's a lot of talk at the moment about changing around the format of WordCamps and everything. And I'm sure that'll be good. I'm sure there'll be experimentation which will work. There'll probably be things which fall flat on their face and aren't that great. But I've just really, you know, if nothing did change, I would still enjoy attending those events. But I understand that maybe we've got to be mindful of the audience getting older and getting new, younger people into the user base of WordPress. And so things have got to change because, you know, it's just the nature of it. But I would keep attending exactly what we've got forever if nothing did change.
Me too.
I get the need to change. Yeah.
That does make us old.
we definitely fit into the older demographic, you and I, Michelle, I think.
I mean, it's the way it is. My hair would be gray also if I didn't color it purple. I wouldn't have needed the wig that I wore to be you If I had let my hair go natural.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody knows that story, but Michelle once
I
dressed
think
up as
everybody
me,
knows that story.
which I literally, I think I spat out liquid. It was quite hysterical. I
It
doubled up when I
was
saw that.
one of the
It was
best
lovely.
things I've ever done in my
Oh, it
life,
was
was
so nice.
surprising you that way.
Yeah,
And then
that's
I thought
a
I was gonna outdo it this past year, and you were like, "Oh, what are you dressed as?" Like you had no clue what it
The
was.
I didn't that was kind of weird. I showed my children the picture of you dressed up, and my wife the picture of you dressed up, and we had an equally enjoyable experience watching it over and over again.
On days that I'm sad, I pull out that video and I just watch like that 2 minute clip on my phone, not gonna lie.
There's something infectious about laughing at people laughing, isn't there? And I,
It
man
really
alive, did
is.
I giggle.
That was fun. I will never be able to top that, but it was a lot of fun. So I gave you a title. I don't know what your actual title is because you didn't tell me, of Captain Cook and Bottle Washer,
That'll
of
be it.
all things. I think, I mean, you know, there'd be worse things to be titled. But you do a lot with WP Builds, and you also are podcasting over at the Tavern. And I think about all of the stories that you look into and the people that you talk to every day. Tell us a little bit about what it is you love about what you do.
Oh, honestly, there are some, like any job, there are some days where you think, oh, maybe change it up and try something else. But m the majority of the days, I don't know how lucky I am. It's ridiculous. I get to speak to these people who I like about a subject that I'm interested in, and I've always loved talking. Oh boy, you can ask my parents. There's a quite a lot of stories where guests would show up and kind of ask to leave early. I mean, that's an exaggeration, but like, doesn't he talk
Just
a lot?
make him stop.
Yeah, that kind of thing. So, and I just get to discover stories. People, communicate with me and email me directly and say, I've got this thing. Can I talk to you about it? But in a lot of cases, I'm just looking at the WordPress news, all of the different websites out there, and I find things that I'm interested in and that pique my interest, and I contact them, and we get into an exchange, and invariably it turns out they're really nice people who've got something nice, to pitch or to sell or to just describe, and we get them on the show. And there's no real pattern to it. I don't have an exact workflow to work through. I just keep my eyes peeled, loiter in a lot of the Slack channels, loiter on a lot of the RSS feeds of these different publications, and then just cherry pick the things that I think people would be interested in. There's a bit of a treadmill process to that, in that because I do things weekly, I have to be fairly mindful to keep up with it. And so there's that, but honestly, it's such a straightforward thing to do, and I really, really enjoy doing it. And again, given the industry that we're in, I'm thankful that it's an industry where people tend to be nice, and I don't fall into conversations where, there's falling out or there's an adversarial tint to it. It's just, okay, tell us what you got. Let's talk about it. Show me it. Describe it. Tell me what you're doing, that kind of thing. And so I'm thankful for that as well, because I don't like falling out with anybody,
Oh, for sure.
and I don't have to in this. And I've completely lost sight of what it was that you asked me, but hopefully that
It's
satisfied
all good.
some
It
portion of
does.
it.
So you are mostly recording and editing what you're recording and putting that out there, especially for Tavern, I'm assuming. This Week in WordPress is live. That's an hour and a half every Monday, with
Hey,
a
you're
few
the co-host.
exceptions.
Did you know that? Just so that you know, in case you'd forgotten.
I used to be a guest, but now
Yeah, that's right. You've
I'm
been
the co-host.
promoted.
What I love about that show is sometimes you have people who have been on there before, and they know exactly what's coming. And sometimes you have people on there who are like, you can just tell, like, what have I gotten myself into?
There's a bit of that. I think you are going to get that when you go live. And basically, to get on that show, there is a process of filling out a form. That's more or less it. You, I say you, not you, dear listener. You, as in Michelle. You, you do a lot of the spade work there and finding people and putting them in my direction and pointing them towards that form. But it's a bit of a gamble. I mean, maybe one day we'll get somebody on the show who literally refuses to open their mouth, but we haven't had it so far. Honestly, isn't it amazing? You just put the people there. Some of them express trepidation that it's going to be weird or strange or a nervous experience. But I think it's true to say, and you've done so many podcasts, you can probably attest to this. Once the record button is pressed and they've realized that actually this is just a chat, then they go with it, don't they? And some guests are more quiet than others, but we have quite a few people who love chatting, and it's great.
And I will say that although, you know, most often it's four people on the screen for that show, and although they are people with opinions and they are people who are coming from all parts of the world and all parts of WordPress, I have never seen anything on that show become contentious. People have opinions and they'll voice their opinions, right, with one another in a conversation. But I've never seen, and maybe I missed that episode, but I've never actually seen anybody like, you know, good thing they're not in the same room because it would have come to blows. Like nothing like that ever.
Yeah, I have no real understanding as to how that has transpired. Because it is fully live and somebody could come on and just use the opportunity to just blow their own trumpet unnecessarily and talk about their own products and really just drone on and on and on about them and the things that they do and slag other people off. But I don't know why. They just haven't. And I would be mindful of that. And if that were the case, I'd probably ask them, you know, what are you doing? Let's reevaluate this or something, but we haven't. And I'm very, 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 can I say the word proud? Is that too much? Okay, pleased. No. Let's go with pleased and proud, a bit of pride as well. I'm proud that's the case because I would love to look back when I am old and gray. No, that sentence doesn't work because I already am old and gray. Older and grayer. There we go. And be able to know that I didn't cause a flame war or didn't cause a problem. I know that for some people online, that's their thing, right? That's how they do it, and that works for them, and it doesn't work for me, so I'm not going to do it.
Yeah. I think it's because you've built a reputation of it being a safe space and a kind space for people to come and talk about the issues, as opposed to fighting with one another, right? You're not the Joe Rogan of WordPress podcasts, which is a good thing.
Oh, damn it. Well, that's very kind of you. If you've gained that intuition without me telling you it, then I'm pleased that that's the case, because I would like to do that. I sometimes speak to sponsors because, you know, like anything, I have sponsors for the WP builds, not the tavern, I might add, but for the WP builds I do. And that's one of the things that I mention in the sponsor talk, where we're talking about what I think is WP builds all about. And I say that a bit, I labor that point, like, you know, I'm not going to trounce your opposition because you've decided to become a sponsor. Quite the opposite, you know, if your sponsor, if your opposition has done something worthy of attention, well, they're going to get it because they deserve it. And that seems to be something that works. So, I feel like I'm droning on about myself too much here. Sorry, Michelle.
I mean, it's an interview. It's all good.
It's so weird sitting on the other side, though, because normally it is me talking to other people about them. And there is some part of me which finds talking about me a little bit weird. Maybe that's the
British. It's like you just want to start asking me questions now, right?
I've got a whole list of them right here.
Save for another day, buddy. This is my show.
Yeah.
Well, let's move into the rapid fire questions. I tell people they're not really rapid. I don't know why I call them that. It's just that it just seemed like the right thing to say. But anyway, you're the rapid. Take as much time as you need to answer them. Okay.
Okay. I'll try and do them quickly just for fun, if nothing else.
And I'm going to throw an extra one in there for you. I'm going to start with the extra one so I don't forget about it. So here's the extra one you didn't know was coming, but who is somebody that you would want to have on, let's say this week in WordPress, because it is the live show, that has never come on the show before?
My wife.
Seriously?
That would be hysterical because she knows nothing about WordPress at all. And it would just be really funny watching that happen. But in a more serious way, The This Week in WordPress show, I'd love to get Matt and Josefa on. That'd be
nice. That would be amazing.
Yeah, that would be good on the same episode at the same time.
Don't you work for Matt? I mean, couldn't you just ask him?
I could. I don't know. I feel maybe that. I don't know. I'll put a pin in that and give it some thought.
That would be fun. I definitely need to be the co-host, not guest, on that episode, so I can be there with you.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, we'll see if we can make that happen.
We'll see what we can do. We'll see how influential we can be. Okay. Now on to the questions you do know are coming. What are two or three must-have plugins that you would recommend to somebody building their own website?
Okay, in the spirit of not putting my foot in it with sponsors and things like that, let's go at it like this. I think for me at least, since the advent of blocks, I've enjoyed playing with block suites. So you know who I'm talking about. There's a whole range of them. So obviously, you know, in your case, you work for Cadence. Mm-hmm. There's things like Generate Blocks and Stackable. I find those to be quite entertaining, you know, and obviously there's a lot of core blocks that I play with, but I do like the extra stuff that they can bring. So that they go in pretty quick on every install. And then I'm caught. The next one could be two and I could go either way. But I think most websites to be useful need some form solution. So I'd put a form in, and I think it's fair to say that you and I both know that we communicate a lot with Mark Westgaard, and he has a plugin called WS Form. Go Google it. And that's really very, very credible form solution. And so that goes in a lot. But also some kind of custom field. Now, I know that you can do that natively in WordPress, but I think some kind of custom field thing so that you can make the site a little bit more interesting than just posts and pages and things like that. So something like ACF, for example, would be a bit of a win for me. Yeah, Pods is another cracking suite, and it's free, in fact, like all the way free. Although there is you can I can't remember what it's called, Pods something, where you can upgrade and get a little bit extra, but Friends of Pods, yeah, thank you. But the 99.9% of it is just utterly free, whereas ACF is free a bit, and then there's a pro version as well.
Very good. Have you had a mentor at any point of your WordPress journey, whether it was an official mentor or somebody that either took you under their wing or somebody that you kind of aspired to learn from, whether it was official or not, and if so, who was it?
Yeah, can I answer twice for that?
Sure.
So the first one would be David Wormsley, who until very recently was the person that did the WP Builds podcast with me. I started watching YouTube tutorials that he was doing about Beaver Builder, and I just had this notion that, oh, I want to be like David, but not YouTube, so more kind of like creating content. So I reached out to him, and we hit it off immediately, and we've done hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of episodes together, and we've never once fallen out. So I think that is a great person. And another one who I hold in enormous regard is Dan Mabey, who is the founder, and I know you deal with him probably a lot as well, of Big Orange Chart. You know, you're the chairman of the board over there, or is that right? Have I got the name right there?
Close enough.
I'm sorry if I've messed that up.
President of the board here in the States.
Of course it would be, yeah. President of the board of Big Orange Chart. And I just think that was just such a great thing to put into the community. And so I have a lot of time for Dan. And we speak a lot. We speak on a weekly basis, and I'm very glad that we do.
He is also one of my favorite people. So
yeah. Oh, that's nice. Oh, yeah.
The next question you can't answer with any of the names you've already given me, though.
Okay. Oh, dear.
So I can't use David or Dan for this one. But who is someone you admire in the WordPress community, and why?
Oh,
I know. Okay. Took your big answers away. Now you got to think.
Yeah, no. I just. So the trouble that I'm having here is I don't want to. I'm struggling to promote people over other people, if you know what I mean, because I don't like doing the favorite thing. But okay, I'll give it a shot.
I just didn't say favorite. I said who is someone you admire.
Okay, thank you. You've got me out of that. That's brilliant. I like Bob Dunn, and I'm going to use two, and we've mentioned him, Mark Westgaard. I think Mark Westgaard, for his form solution, is doing a one-man army job of building, promoting, supporting an amazing product all by himself mm-hmm. and still managing to be a thoroughly decent person. So there's that. But Bob, just for the content that he's created over the years and the journey that he's got in 2024 with
empire.
The network of podcasts that he's got is looking pretty remarkable. So and also impressive. They're both just thoroughly decent people, and I it turns out can sit and talk to Bob about nothing for hours. It's great.
He's pretty awesome. And I think he's going to Asia too. So we'll be having, Mark. So we'll have our little mini reunion when we're over there, which I'm looking forward
to. Not going to be clever.
I'll let you drive my scooter.
That's why I'm going, Michelle.
We'll leave it turned down to turtle for you. If anybody doesn't know, Nathan kindly offered to park my scooter for me at a really nice restaurant we were at at WordCamp US in San Diego. And it has a tendency, if you don't know, when you push on the paddle, it goes very quickly. If it's turned all the way up, literally the speed dial has turtle on one end and rabbit on the other. So when I say turtle and rabbit, it's actually what's printed on there. And so when somebody else is going to drive it, I quickly turn it down so that they don't, you know, lunge forward and like knock over waiters and things like that. Well, I turned it all the way down. And Nathan is like, am I doing something wrong? As he's literally moving at a snail's pace. So that's,
I would have made a kind of fun YouTube video, that wouldn't it? Because you could have, literally would have taken a minute to get past the table that we were on. It was like a tenth of a quarter of a mile an hour or something. It was funny.
And then when you introduced me on the product builders website or podcast that Katie Keith has with
the one.
Matt Cromwell.
You
refer to that, and when they brought me on screen, I was laughing so hard and tears coming down my face. So,
I think I decided to do it in like this thick Yorkshire accent. Like, hello, I have a good friend whose name is Michelle Frischette something like that.
It was wonderful.
What's the point in not having fun in life? Eh?
I agree.
Seize the opportunities to make an absolute fool of yourself.
Absolutely.
As often as possible.
Because why not? It makes people happy and it makes you laugh too. So it's all good.
Yeah.
What's quickly switching gears here again? What's something that you want to learn in WordPress but that you haven't tackled yet?
Oh, okay. I'd love to build a block. I think that would be quite a nice aspiration to be able to sort of code something up. So it's a long time since I got stuck into the code. And so that would be a nice thing to do. Nothing complicated, just something simple to explore that. But also to play much, much, much more with themes and the new site editor and get up to speed with how all of that works. Because I see that as being the future in WordPress. And so there's no excuse for me not knowing how to do it. But I need to make the time to do that more.
The WP builds block. Whatever that was.
Yeah, that'd be nice. I don't know what it'd be. Just like a black hole, just an empty space or something. Or just a picture of my head cut out like Bob carries around it.
When we go places. I love that. That was fun. that was the other time you rode on my scooter and you weren't even there. What is one of the biggest mistakes you've made in WordPress and what did you learn from it?
Oh, good grief. These are hard. Do you know what? They're not hard, but they are hard. Michelle, I don't know. I don't really know the answer to that one. Can I put a pin in it and can we circle back and come back to that one?
We're not going to come back to it. We're just going to skip it if you don't have an answer.
Let's skip the one. I don't know. I haven't got anything to hand. I'm sorry.
Oh, so you all heard it here. Nathan really makes no mistakes.
Ran out of things to say. Oh, no. Did it come across like that? Oh, that's the last thing. Oh, dear. Oh, I've just put my foot right into my mouth there, haven't I?
But it's my show and I can make fun of it.
That's right. It's great.
So what's your proudest WordPress moment?
Oh, I think maybe, okay, so it's to do with the stuff that I have created. I think getting to where I am now, so no particular milestone, but let's say it was 100 episodes or 200 episodes or 300 episodes, and at some point during the course of this year we'll get to 400 episodes of the podcast. Mm-hmm. They give me some level of pride. I made a big deal out of the first 100 episodes and I did this giant giveaway. I think we gave away about $25,000 of plugins and themes and all that sort of stuff. But it, honestly, that giveaway kept me going, like made me busy for about 2 weeks. Wow. Just getting the prizes out and figuring out who won what and all of that kind of stuff. So I've never done it again.
But, I don't blame you.
That's right, yeah. But secretly, when I get to a double zero, like 400, 300, I have a nice beverage, put it that way.
A steak and an ale, perhaps.
That's right, yeah. I do something special. They're my proud moments, getting to those milestones and being thankful for the fact that that can happen.
Nice, I like that. Mm. If you weren't working in web tech, any, you know, your current roles, what's another career that you might like to attempt?
Oh, lion tamer, definitely. I'm not actually a lion tamer. I'd like to write a children's book.
Ooh.
So I'd like to be an author. Nice. I'd probably write a silly book involving silly characters who do silly things, because that's probably all I could do. I would love to do something artistic. I've bought this new camera. I'd love to mm-hmm. pursue something like that. I've got no credentials to do it, but I would love to pursue something along those lines. So something like that. Yeah, I think
I have no photographic credentials either. I have just a body of work that I've created, and that's all.
But
you
isn't
need.
It fun? Yeah. If I could turn that into a career. But imagine though, if I could be an author and photographer and simultaneously lion tamer, if I could do all those three things rolled up into one unique Nathan Wrigley kind of role, that would be, I'd be happy. I'd go to the grave happy, and probably quite early, because the lion would probably, you know, see to that.
I don't title my episodes like you do for the WP Builds, but I've had so many ideas as we've been talking. If I were to do that. Show us or tell us about a hidden talent that you have that the WordPress community might not be aware of.
I can do a weird thing with my tongue.
Oh,
is
goodness.
That a thing? Can I
please show us?
Okay, so maybe everybody can do it, but I can do this. Look,
I cannot do that.
Yeah, so I can make it like look like a clover, and I like, as a school kid, I would occasionally do it, and everybody in the playground would go, "Oh, that's weird. Put that away. That's horrible." And then there was this TV show called That's Life when I was a kid. Okay. If you're as old as I am, you might remember it. And at the end of every show, they would bring somebody on, and they would ask them that question that you just asked me, do your weird thing. And a lady came on and did that. And I said, "That's not weird. Everybody can
do
that."
I can do it too.
Turns out that it's like a one in a million. I know, so I can do a weird thing with my tongue. I bet you weren't expecting that.
I was not expecting that, and you are the first person to ever show me a weird thing with their tongue on my podcast.
Okay.
So there you go, you get the award for one of the weirdest. All I said was hidden talent. I did not say weirdest, but you showed through for both of those things, which is
thank you. That's good. Yeah, like I said earlier, if you're not prepared to make fun of yourself and be an idiot, then
absolutely. Life is too short not to.
That's right.
How can people find you online, whether it's on social or your website, please?
Just Google or whatever search engine you use. WP Builds is probably the easiest way to do it. That'll find you. And then you can use contact forms or Twitter X, whatever it's called. But I'm enjoying Mastodon, and I have a Mastodon instance. It's wpbuilds.social. And I am Nathan there. So it's wpbuilds.social/@Nathan. It's a bit clunky the way they do things. But yeah, that's probably where I will be hanging out.
Fantastic. Is there anything I didn't ask you that you'd like to share with us today?
I mean, I could tell you about my lumbago or my back pain or the, you know, verrucas that I've had and things like that. But no, I don't think anybody needs to know about that. I have nothing to add. I think you've managed to expunge from me as many humiliating things as I'm prepared to give out in the space of an hour.
Fantastic. Well, if you are listening to this episode and you don't want to go to the Googles for all of the things, just go to our website, wpcoffeetalk.com, look for Nathan's episode, and I will have those links for you in the show notes, along with the transcript of today's episode. So
Good.
Thank you so much, Nathan, for being with me today and letting me be the one who asks you questions for a change.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you very much. You do it significantly better than I do. I appreciate it.
I think I just do it differently. That's all. Anyway, thanks for being here. We'll see everybody else on the next episode of WP Coffee Talk.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of WP Coffee Talk. Please share it with others who you know would enjoy hearing from the people who make the WordPress community the wonderful place that it is. If you are interested in joining us as a guest or a sponsor, please visit our site at wpcoffeetalk.com.